You're here because you want to attract a high-value, beautiful woman into your life. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five, and I teach men all over the world how to live fully optimized, leveled-up lives. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the secret key to making women crazy for you. And it might just be simpler than you think. Stick around. Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to living a fully optimized, leveled-up life as a man. So again, welcome to the Warrior Kings Podcast. I hope you're well wherever you are, wherever you're finding this. I hope that you are living every day seeking optimization in every aspect of your life. And if that's something you're into, definitely subscribe to this podcast because that's what we do here every week. We seek optimization in every aspect of our lives as men. And to my regular listeners, I just want to remind you really quick to sign up for the mailing list. There's a link down in the description of this podcast episode or this video where you can get signed up for that for weekly exclusive content to motivate and inspire you, as well as updates that you don't get here on the podcast. So definitely go get signed up for that email list. These are very uncertain times for young men in the dating world. And I know that dating these days can be pretty scary. Just a few years ago, I was in it again myself. And there's a ton of content circulating on social media that reinforces false beliefs around courting and dating. And it might make you feel like dating these days is hopeless. So today I want to debunk some of those limiting beliefs, instill some confidence in you, and give you the secret key to attracting good women. What you do with this key is up to you, but I recommend you use this key to find the one. So let's dive right into it. There's a lie spreading around on social media that the reason that young men can't find dates is because women's standards are too high. And there's tons of clips that go around where they interview women, asking them questions like, how much money should a man make before you would date him, or before he's able to date you? And they interview the worst examples of women in video clips and podcasts, and they ask them these baited questions. And of course, these ladies answer crazy things because they're the worst examples. They're OnlyFans models and basically the worst examples that they can find. But the thing is, the women in these videos aren't real high value, high quality women. They're crafted narcissists and a product of this twisted society that we're living in. And they interview these women because they know that they will get dumb and crazy answers. And they know that those answers will get the most engagement and the most attention from the audience watching. They know that the answers these women give will push people's buttons and get them to comment and things like that. These videos are designed and crafted very well to go viral. The problem with this is that they're taking away from men's confidence and giving these false beliefs that that's how all women are. That's the opinion of all women. That's the way they frame the video. And this content has the power to convince you that the reason you can't find dates and the reason that women aren't interested in you is because their standards are way too high or because all women are evil. And not only is that limiting because it's simply not true, but it's also limiting because it takes the blame away from yourself and kind of gives you an excuse not to level up your life and become the best possible version of yourself that you can be. Because it'll make you believe that the reason that women are interested in you or attracted to you is because there's something wrong with them. And that's just simply not true. High value women still exist. Good women still exist. How do I know? I'm married to one of the best wives and mama that God ever put on this earth. She's beautiful. She's sexy. She's smart. She's a good mama. She's a good wife. She's everything. Way more than I could ever have expectations for. So I know for a fact that they still exist. It's just a matter of finding them and proving your value and where you're going in life and what your ambitions are. Just like I had to prove myself to her. Now, when it comes to women's standards and expectations, when it comes to dating, relationships, and marriage, you have to understand that women have been taught their value. They have been taught that they are precious. They've been taught that they're beautiful and they value themselves in that way. That might be confusing for us men because we're not told those things when we're growing up. And they are taught that they are high value, high quality women and that they shouldn't settle for bullshit. And there is nothing wrong with that. Like when I look at my two daughters, I never think to myself, she should value herself less. She should settle for some low-level goon loser dude, and she shouldn't have such high standards for herself. No, she should think that she's a princess. She should think that she is valuable. She should settle for nothing but the best and the best future that is provided to her by a strong, powerful, protecting, and providing man. So if the excuse is that women are the problem and their standards are too high, and if she's a total babe, it makes no difference difference to her whether she dates you or not? And if she did, are you really the guy that she would stick around with? Now, before I give you the secret key to attracting women, really reflect on that. Are you, in your current state, the guy that is worth her time? And are you the guy that is worth investing her future in? This ideal, beautiful woman that you have in your mind. And if these high value, high quality, beautiful women aren't interested in you, is that their fault or yours? And that might sound harsh, but it's reality. And the next question, are the women in those videos that you see that give you these limiting beliefs really the women that you want to spend your time with? And I know as a man, you might immediately say, heck yeah, because some of the women in those videos are very physically attractive. But honestly, they are low quality, unintelligent women with absolutely no values. That might sound harsh too, but it's true. And no, they are not who you are looking for. You are looking for your queen, and she must have the value of a queen. She must have the value matching of that of a warrior king. The women in those videos probably spend their weekends with crypto kings just to get a picture in an infinity pool. That is not who you are looking for. So you see these high standards that women have, and there's this whole thing going around about it, and you think to yourself, dating is hopeless. There's no way that I could reach that standard, right? You might feel that finding a future wife is hopeless these days. But dude, you don't make 200K a year. That's irrelevant. You just need to show that you are a high value man and that you are going somewhere in life, even if you don't have the big money to prove it yet. Which brings me to the secret key and one of the most mind-blowing revelations that I came to when I was dating. And it goes like this. Izzy equals value. You have to make it clear that you have ambition, that you have purpose, and that you are pursuing it relentlessly. Now, despite society telling us the opposite, women desire strong providers. And that's one of the reasons that their standards seem so high. Women need strong protectors and providers, men who will provide a great future for them, one that's filled with adventure and abundance. And this is innate. If it wasn't innate, humanity wouldn't have survived. Busy equals value. You have to show constantly that you are ambitious, that you are driven, and that you are going somewhere in life, and that she either has the opportunity to come with you or not. Because if you're not busy, and if you're not busy providing value, that means that you are not going to be busy providing for her someday. And at that point, if she has any notion at all that you are a lazy slob with no ambition and no vision for the future, you are immediately just not a prospective mate. You are a dead end. So when you speak to women, you need to make it very clear that you are going places, that you're tied up, that you're busy, that you don't have a lot of time. And not in a douchey way that's boastful either. You don't want to be like Andrew Tate and just bark about how awesome you are. That's very unattractive to women, which is probably why he thinks he has to force them to like him. Shots fired. Being boastful and loud like that would probably turn women off quicker than you being a lazy slob, to be honest with you. So it has to come off naturally and conversationally. And you don't want to talk about yourself all the time. That's another turnoff, and there has to be a balance. But you have to make it clear some way, conversationally, that you are ambitious, that you have drive, that you have a vision for the future, and that you're going places. And in turn, she will want to be a part of that adventure eventually. And I'm not telling you to fake it either. I want you to actually be busy pursuing your purpose, pursuing your calling and your dream life. I want it to be authentic that you have a lot to do because you do. There was one point in time when I was dating my wife where she started canceling plans here and there because she got really busy herself. So she would make plans with me and it would get to like the day of or the day before. And she would say, sorry, I forgot I had to do this other thing and things like that. And I had full opportunity to whine like a baby boy and get mad about that, but I didn't. What I did was I said, that's okay. I have so much to get done anyways. That's okay. I have this other thing that I need to do with so-and-so. At one point, I think I said that I was going to the gym with a girl that I worked with, which you can probably imagine how she reacted to that. And because of that, because I was always busy anyways, eventually she valued my time a lot more. Because if I was just open and available to her anytime, and if I got mad and whined like a baby every time we couldn't hang out, she would probably have started to see that I have no value, and it would seem like I wasn't going anywhere in life, which ultimately means that I won't be busy providing value and providing for her someday. You understand what I'm saying? So there's definitely a balance to find when it comes to I'm busy providing value, I'm caught up, I'm going places, and you can either come with me or not. And that's exactly what I told her back then when too many plans were canceled. I said, listen, I have a lot going for me right now. I don't have time to waste. I'm on my way up and you can either come with me or not. And clearly she was with me when she saw my ambition, when she saw my drive and my dreams and how committed I was to achieving them. This beautiful, beautiful woman believed in me and came with me on that adventure. And she's believed in me and supported me ever since because she believes so strongly in that future and she wants to be there in that future with me. She knows where we're going and she knows based on proven experience that I won't stop till I get there, that this life is super awesome and it's a super awesome adventure adventure to be on. And I have made it my absolute mission to prove that to her and to do that for her. So when you're meeting women, let's say it's in a public scenario, which if you've read my book, Warrior King, you know that I don't believe that that's the best place to meet women or to meet your future wife. I'm not really about approaching strangers in public and thinking they're going to be your future girlfriend. Some guys have a talent for that, but it's like 10 times out of 10, not where you're going to find your future wife. But I know that many young men are active in their social lives. So for advice sake, I'm going to address this. And this might sound crazy, but you need to ditch your friends. When you're going to that party or event or club or restaurant, you know, wherever you're meeting up with people, you need to meet up. Don't ride with your friends. You don't want to show up with your friends because more often than not, you guys think you're walking in like a bunch of hot, suave, cool guys. You look like a Premier League team. That's what you see in your head. And really what you look like is a group of creepy traffickers. And it creeps women out. And it also looks very immature. So you have much better luck just saying, I'll meet you guys there and driving your own car. Instead of riding seven dudes deep in your best friend's Mini Cooper, you're going to show up on your own as an independent man. And when you get there, you're going to show that you're busy and that you don't have a lot of time. You can't stay long. You got other things to do. You got to split real soon. Not only is this going to show the women in the room that you're independent and that you're an ambitious man who's going places and not just a young boy who's hanging out with his friends all the time, but it's going to give you more confidence as well as an independent man, as a confident man to show up on your own, that you don't always need a group of guys at your side. And you're not just going to go in there and act like you're busy and like you have other places to be. I want you to actually be busy and have other places to be. I want you to actually have ambition and have drive. I want you to actually have a vision for your future and your dream life. I want you to actually be all of those things so that when you show up and you are that person, it's authentic and it's real. You can't wait to get back to work. That's going to be more attractive than anything. Busy equals value, and women find that extremely attractive. If you're busy, if you're going places, if you have somewhere else to be, that shows once again that you are ambitious and that you're a provider and could be a provider for her someday. Even if it's innate, even if she doesn't even realize that that's why she's so attracted to you, trust me, busy equals value. And if you happen to meet a beautiful woman while you're out, show conversationally, show naturally that you're busy, that you're ambitious, that you have drive, that you're going places, that you're tied up. You might even leave suddenly and say something like, I'm sorry, it was nice to meet you, but I have to go right now because I have to do X, Y, and Z. And tomorrow's just a crazy early morning. And if I don't get all these things done, I won't be prepared for the crazy morning I'm gonna have. You know, something along those lines, like, I gotta get back to work. It was lovely to meet you. And what you will get in return for this is if you ever see her again, she's gonna know that you are that busy, high value, handsome man that she met before and probably thought about several times since, especially if you charmed her and you have already shown your value. You have already shown that you are busy and that planted a seed that shows her that you are valuable. Trying to get with her wasn't the most important thing to you at the time. And she can see that you aren't desperate for female attention. And this is another thing that is highly attractive to women. They want to try to get your attention, especially if you're a high value man. And let's say you're not making 200K a year like these women in these videos say is their standard. Well, that's irrelevant at that point, especially if you have proven that you are ambitious, that you're going somewhere and that you have a future. She's gonna believe in that 200K a year, even if you don't have it yet, especially if you are showing and proving that you are on your way there. And especially if you actually are on your way there. This is very, very important. Like I said, women have been taught their value. They have been taught that they are precious. They've been taught that they are beautiful. And because of that, their standards seem very high. A lot of us men haven't been taught our value. That's why our standards are so damn low. Women have been taught their value, and there's nothing wrong with that. They should have value for themselves. They shouldn't settle for a low-level loser who's going nowhere in life. And if she's not settling for that low-level loser who's not going anywhere in life, that is not her fault. She should be looking for a strong man, a strong provider, someone with ambition and drive who's actually going somewhere in life and has a vision for the future that he wants to share with her. The belief that you should be able to be an average loser and still get high-value women's attention is false. The belief that women having standards is wrong and that they should have lower standards is false. Don't justify your own lack by pointing the finger at everything except yourself. Level up every aspect of your own life and watch everything else fall into place, including women's attraction to you. Now let's back up for a minute. You might have said to yourself, what if I never see her again? The lady that you told that you were busy and that you had to go. Well, if you're busy and if you're busy being valuable and if you're busy providing value to the world and if you're busy building a future for yourself and you're busy meeting other women all the time, you probably won't even notice. And if you've read my book, Warrior King, you know that I'm someone who believes in true love. I believe true love still exists and I believe in soulmates. So if she's the one, you will see her again. And like I said, said, at that point, you have already proven your value. You have already proven that you are going places, and this is extremely, extremely attractive to women, because women want to go places and they want to be on an adventure. They don't want to live an average, boring, mundane life with some loser guy. Just a hard truth. So if you don't have monetary value yet, and if you can't prove that yet, you have to show that the dreams that you have are real and that she can share those dreams with you. Level up so hard that the standards that you thought were too high now look like easy mode to you. And before you get there, show that you are on your way there. You're pushing for that, and it's not just to impress her. You're doing it for yourself. You want the best for your own life. You want to be the best version of yourself possible, and you want to have the best future possible, and you do want to follow your dreams. As soon as you start valuing yourself higher, you will thrive and you will be more confident. And all of those limiting beliefs and all of those lies that you're hearing on social media will be completely irrelevant, because you are that high quality, high value man, and you have done the work. You have put in the work to get there. Don't buy the lie that being average is good enough and that it's women's fault that they aren't attracted to you. It's simply not true. So you must get to work leveling up now. Now, earlier I mentioned ditching your friends and showing up on your own and being more independent and kind of separating from the pack. And I'm in no way saying get rid of your friends or stop hanging out with your friends. And sometimes they might seem offended that you're separating from the pack and that you want to drive on your own. But that kind of just comes with pursuing better things for your life. When I started leveling up my own life, I lost all sorts of friends. They just dropped off because we weren't at the same level anymore. And I know that can be scary and it can give you uncertainty and it can make you feel like you're doing the wrong thing. And some of those guys might even try to pull you back down to their level, which is another thing that comes with pursuing greatness. People don't want you to surpass them, right? But if you are pursuing greatness and if you are trying to make your way to the top and be the best possible version of yourself in your life, there's no way that you can afford to just be one of the guys anymore, doing nothing all the time. You have to separate eventually and be more independent and focus on you and leveling up your life and doing all of the right things that you know you need to be doing. So you do need to separate from the pack a little bit and be more independent. And like I said, that will be attractive to women. It's way less creepy and it will give you way more confidence overall. You don't need anybody to hold your hand. So definitely don't just get rid of your friends or be an asshole to them. Definitely still be friends with your friends. I'm just saying, that busy, ambitious man, that show up on your own, can't stay long mentality, and actually being so busy that you can't stay long, is going to level up your confidence. It's going to give you higher value to women. And overall, leveling up your game and presenting yourself as a professional, ambitious, driven person. And other men will always be offended by your pursuit of greatness because it makes them feel better for their own lack and inadequacy. And you definitely can't let that hold you back. You have to strive for greatness no matter what. No matter what the opinions of other people are, no matter how much they try to guilt you or shame you or pull you back down, you have to push past that and pursue greatness. And if they're not along for the ride, they're not along for the ride. You have good things going for you and you're going after those things. They can either come with you or they can stay behind. And that's just the hard truth. So once again, how do you show high value, beautiful women that you are on your way to greatness? Be on your way to greatness. How do you show high value, beautiful women that you're busy when busy equals value? Be busy and be valuable. I know that there is a lot of uncertainty in the world right now for young men. When I was a young guy myself, I had more girlfriends than I could count. And I'm always shocked to hear that guys these days, even in their 20s, have had maybe one or two girlfriends their entire life, if they're lucky. It's just a totally different world now that we're living in. So I've acknowledged that. I've taken my own knowledge and experience, and I've kind of adapted it to this new world. And that's why I wanted to talk about this today, because I wanted to give men and young men more confidence in dating and pursuing women and relationships, especially with all these lies and false beliefs floating around, like women's standards are too high and I'm a loser, so it's her fault, and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy. That kind of content is brainwashing men and holding them back from finding their queen and future wife. So while these might be awkward topics, I feel that it's very important to talk about. And I hope that this gives you more confidence moving forward. Know that busy equals value. Know that you are valuable, bro. Know for yourself that you are going places, that you do have big dreams, and pursue those dreams relentlessly. Be that busy, valuable man and show that to women. You might just find the one. So again, thank you guys so much for listening. listening today. I hope that you got something out of this episode. I hope this inspired you some way in your life, because that's my mission, to teach men all over the world, as many men as possible, how to live fully optimized, leveled up lives. And if you did enjoy this episode, definitely leave a rating and review on whatever podcast platform you're getting this on. That helps those platforms know to show this podcast to more listeners, to more people. And I really, really appreciate that. Thank you to all the guys who have reached out to me thanking me. It helps me keep doing what I'm doing. You know, podcasting is an interesting format because there's not a lot of feedback. Like everything else that I pursue in business, there's like a feedback loop where you can see what's working, what's not. With podcasting, it's kind of like I just see numbers. I just see a graph. I don't really know exactly what's going on. So I can just hope that I'm helping people in their lives. But those of you who found a way to contact me, I'm so happy that I'm helping you level up your life. I'm so happy that I am inspiring you in your life. Very grateful to have this platform to talk to you, to share all of this wisdom and guidance with you. It's my calling and my life's mission. So I'm glad you guys are here on this journey with me. And thank you so much for the support. That's really where I was getting at with that. Thank you for the growth on the podcast, and thank you for the growing community of strong men and people around this work. And as you might be able to hear, I'm starting to lose my voice now. I need to do some vocal exercises or something. But in my day-to-day, I don't really talk this much. This is the most that I talk ever. So that's why that's happening. But get out there, level up your life. If you're one of those single guys who found this episode because you don't know what you're doing, now you know what you're doing. Go out there and find the one. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.